The title of this message is Expect Dreams and Visions from God. One of the most unpleasant feelings you can have is to wake up after having what appears to have been an interesting and rather pleasant dream. But you don't seem to remember what the dream in detail was actually about. In fact, the annoying thing is not so much that some things are vague and other things you cannot remember, but you're sure that everything was pleasant and interesting. Since the birth, death, and resurrection of Jesus Christ, dreams and visions are on the increase. As we read in Acts chapter 2, verse 16 to 18. No, this is what was spoken by the prophet Joel. In the last days, God says, I will pour out my spirit on all people. Your sons and daughters will prophesy. Your young men will see visions. Your old men will dream dreams. Even on my servants, both men and women, I will pour out my spirit in those days, and they will prophesy. As I mentioned earlier, since the birth of Jesus Christ, God has made an additional attempt to communicate directly with mankind through dreams and visions. Some dreams you remember clearly, some visions also. However, seeing that the source of your dreams and your visions is God, you should seek the understanding, meaning, or interpretation of them from Him. A dream is what you perceive when you're asleep. A vision is what you see and get a heavenly perspective of when you're awake. This is a special time that you are living in, a time that God is pouring out His Spirit on all flesh, so that you can communicate with Him through dreams and visions. These are instruments through which God wants to develop your sensibility to communicate with Him in order to be messengers, disciples, and instruments to carry out His plan, purpose, and will for humanity. Dreams are often induced by the state of your subconscious mind while you're asleep. On the other hand, visions occur when you're awake and shown or spoken to by God about what will happen to you in the future. Both the dream and the vision are given by God, and you should seek to remember and verify how to use them by praying to God after you've received one or the other. It is therefore imperative that a believer in Christ should not have anything to do with the occult, palm reading, or horoscopes, etc. In the book of Habakkuk, chapter 2, from 2 to 4, we read, Then the Lord replied, Write down the revelation and make it plain on tablets, so that a herald may run with it. For the revelation awaits an appointed time. It speaks of the end and will not prove false. Though it linger, wait for it. It will certainly come and will not delay. See, the enemy is puffed up. His desires are not upright, but the righteous person will live by his faithfulness. The principle of writing the vision and making it clear on tablets can be also used for writing down the dream. This is so that your angel may run with it and eventually bring it to fulfillment. Here are two examples of people having visions in the Bible. Firstly, Acts chapter 10, verses 1 to 8. Cornelius calls for Peter. At Caesarea, There was a man named Cornelius, a centurion, in what was known as the Italian regiment. He and his family were devout and God-fearing. He gave generously to those in need and prayed to God regularly. One day at about 3 p.m, he had a vision. He distinctly saw the angel of God who came to him and said, "Cornelius!" Cornelius stared at him in fear. "What is it, Lord?" he asked. The angel answered, "Your prayers and gifts to the poor have come up as a memorial offering before God. Now send men to Joppa to bring back a man named Simon, who is called Peter. He is staying with Simon the tanner, whose house is by the sea." When the angel who spoke to him had gone, Cornelius called 2 of his servants and a devout soldier who was one of his attendants. He told them everything that had happened and sent them to Joppa. Cornelius sent 3 men to Joppa, and they brought Peter back to the house of Cornelius, where people had gathered to hear what the Lord had to say to them. Peter started to preach to them, and while he was preaching, the Holy Spirit fell upon all those who heard the word. And all who were not Jews began to speak in tongues. The gift of the Holy Spirit had been poured out on the Gentiles also. The second example of someone having a vision is Luke chapter 1, verses 5 to 20. This is about the birth of John the Baptist, foretold. In the time of Herod, king of Judea, there was a priest named Zechariah, who belonged to the priestly division of Abijah. His wife Elizabeth was also a descendant of Aaron. Both of them were righteous in the sight of God, observing all the Lord's commands and decrees blamelessly. But they were childless because Elizabeth was not able to conceive, and they were both very old. Once, when Zechariah's division was on duty and he was serving as priest before God, he was chosen by lot, according to the custom of the priesthood, to go into the temple of the Lord and burn incense. And when the time for the burning of incense came, all the assembled worshippers were praying outside. Then an angel of the Lord appeared to him, standing at the right side of the altar of incense. When Zechariah saw him, he was startled and was gripped with fear. But the angel said to him, "Do not be afraid, Zechariah. Your prayers have been heard. Your wife Elizabeth will bear you a son, and you are to call him John. He will be a joy and delight to you, and many will rejoice because of his birth. For he will be great in the sight of the Lord. He is never to take wine or other fermented drink, and he will be filled with the Holy Spirit even before he is born. He will bring back many of the people of Israel to the Lord their God, and he will go on before the Lord in the spirit and power of Elijah, and turn the hearts of the parents to their children, and the disobedient to the wisdom of the righteous, to make ready a people prepared for the Lord." Zechariah asked the angel, "How can I be sure of this? I am an old man, and my wife is well among in years." The angel said to him, "I am Gabriel. I stand in the presence of God, and I have been sent to speak to you and to tell you this good news. And now you will be silent and not able to speak until the day this happens, because you did not believe my words, which will come true at their appointed time." When it was time for Elizabeth to have her baby, she gave birth to a son. Her neighbors and relatives heard that the Lord had shown her great mercy, and they shared her joy. On the eighth day, they came to circumcise the child, and they were going to name him after his father, Zechariah. But his mother spoke up and said, "No, he is to be called John." They said to her, "There is no one among your relatives who has that name." Then they made signs to his father to find out what he would like to name the child. He asked for a writing tablet, and to everyone's astonishment, he wrote, "His name is John." Immediately his mouth was opened and his tongue set free, and he began to speak, praising God. When God gives you a dream or a vision, he will provide everything necessary for you to make it come true. May God bless you to have dreams and visions. And may he use you to be his disciple so that humanity can fulfill his plan, purpose, and will for their lives. God bless you, Pastor Philip.
So all I'm gonna do is sing along his song and open my